Good morning, all. We'll start off with the Shanti Mantra from Shukla Yajurveda. Shukla Yajurveda has two Upanishads. One is the smallest Upanishad, it's the Ishavasi Upanishad, or also called as the Ajneya Mantra Upanishad. The biggest Upanishad is Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Both of them starts with the same peace mantra. Meaning of this one, the indweller within, he is complete in all regard. And he is not only inside, he is outside also, he is complete. This, if you try to deduct one complete from the another complete, still complete remains. Says this our sadhana. Sadhana is nothing but practice, is nothing but moving from the incompleteness to the completeness is the purpose of sadhana. Om Purnamada.
Om Purnamada.
Purnamidam.
Purnamidam.
Purnat.
Purnat.
Purnamudachyate.
Purnamudachyate.
Purnasya.
Purnasya.
Purnamadaya.
Purnamadaya.
Purnameva.
Purnameva.
Avashishyate.
Avashishyate.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
To define one point, we need a reference point. If I want to define that, I need that in reference to what? I need two points to define one point. If I want to define that, I need the from what point you are talking about. So, to draw a line, one, that is the goal from where you are starting. Two points are required. If I want to define something higher, what is from with reference to what? What is lower? What is lower so that I can define the higher? The lower, it says this body. It's this body, if I want to, this body is the sharira. Sharira, I have to define this one to define something higher. Sharira, in the scriptures, it says, sharira madhyam bahu kalu dharma sadhanam. Whatever you want to practice, whatever you want to achieve, whatever the point you want to reach, you have to, you can't ignore this one. You have to define this one with reference to. However great is that one, if I don't know where I stand, what is the reference point, I can't reach that one. And you have to define this body, this point. The yoga in the Gheranda Samhita divides the sadhana to define this one. You have to define, Gheranda Samhita divides the personality in seven sections. It is called as Saptanga Yoga, eight-limbed practice. Eight-limbed, one is the, to define this one, you have to purify yourself. Purify yourself, it's called purification, the first step. Second one, after purifying, you have to strengthen the, I will come back to the purification part, that you have to strengthen the body. To define this one, if yourself falling sick all the time, no strength within, no stamina within, you can't define that one. You have to become strong. Through asana, doing asana, you can become strong. And asana, it's various types of asana is there. Quick flowing asana. It's not only that one, you have to make the body strong. Not only make the body strong, you have to steady the posture. Steady the posture through mudras. For example, if I am doing an asana, for example, last week we did Surya Namaskar. To do one round of Surya Namaskar, it took about 8 minutes. We are holding that position. When you start holding that position, any asana, when you start holding, that is called as mudra. Asana itself becomes a mudra, a posture, when you start holding for long. Doing, what is the benefit of that one? Body becomes steady. It's unsteady, it's wavery, that strong and steady, mudras. And after that, you have to calm yourself down, calm yourself. When the posture, in the class also I mentioned, when you're doing the posture, relax your face muscles, relax, relax, calm yourself down. It's called as calming that part, is called as pratyahara. Relax, relax. What is happening? What are the parts of my body being stretched? What is happening to my limbs? And be aware of that one. When you start aware of, being aware of that one, you start coming down. That is called as pratyahara. And when doing the posture, it is difficult because I feel the heaviness in the body. Feel the lightness in the body by doing pranayama. Doing the pranayama, you start experiencing the lightness. And after that, you have to reflect on yourself. The practice to define that one, you have to reflect, withdraw, contemplate within. It is called as dhyana. This reflection part is called as dhyana. And last part is samadhi. Samadhi means isolation. If I am always engaged with the community, always socializing, always it's a socializing, partying with the people, no growth can happen. Every day, it says in the practice, you have to withdraw from the society for few hours, half an hour, 1 hour, withdraw from the community. Many people, they say, the first thing when they get up, they look at the phone. What WhatsApp message, what message I have got. They can't cut off from the society. Keep the phone away when you get up. Isolate yourself, isolate. Spend time for yourself. Reflect on that one. Where you are standing. How we are progressing. Contemplate on that one. It's called as samadhi part. These are the Patanjali, is a Gheranda Samhita. Gheranda Samhita divided the practice into seven postures. It's seven sections. One is purification, strengthening, and steadying, calming, and lightening, feel the lightness in the body, and you are reflecting, and isolation, isolate yourself. These are the seven techniques is mentioned in Gheranda Samhita. And beyond that one, in the purification technique, Gheranda Samhita and Hatha Yoga Pradipika. Gheranda Samhita goes further deeper in the purification technique. It talks about neti, it's our sinus. Cleansing the sinus part is called as neti. Many people in the winter months, they take flu shots. Despite taking the flu shots, they fall sick. It's many employers, they ask people to take flu shots. After taking the flu shots, they still fall sick one or two times. And for me, I never have taken flu shots. For last 14 years, I never took a sick leave here, skip the class. There is a body has a potential to fight the external bodies. When you take the flu shots, you are injecting the new strain of virus into the body. Sometimes this virus mutates and creates complication. And if I take flu shot this year and next year, same time, body immunity says, give me flu shots. It has an internal memory. Cells have the internal memory. It starts demanding the flu shots. And body has an ability to fight the bacteria, fight the virus. It can do that one, that immunity. We have to develop that one. It's one is Jalneti. Jalneti part, it helps in people get working in a dusty place and end of the day having a blurred vision, red eyes, they find this one beneficial. If you think you are getting a flu, if you think you are getting the feeling uneasiness, do the flu Jalneti Kriya. You are filling this neti pot. You fill this one with lukewarm water and add a teaspoon of salt. The body, this fluid becomes similar to the body fluid. It's a saline, and you are not putting the cold water, lukewarm water, body temperature water, and you start pouring the water through one nostril, tilt your head, it flushes the sinus parts and comes out. And blow your nostrils and do it on the other side also. And one higher level is called a sutraneti. Sutraneti, this is a catheter. You can put this one catheter through one nostril and it comes out through the throat. You can pull it down through your mouth. Sutraneti or Jalneti. After doing that one, Kapalabhati, you are doing the Kapalabhati. Kapala means forehead. your face starts shining out. Kapalabhati, do the Kapalabhati. Next is Dhauti. Dhauti Kriya, vomit out from the stomach out. If you're having an acidity problem, digestion problem, in front of the early morning, you drink a couple of glasses of lukewarm water, in front of the sink, press your stomach and tickle your inner tongue. It induces the nausea and you throw out everything. You feel good. And another technique, it is mentioned, this one is called as, it's a tube. You are putting through the tube. There is a hole here. Putting the tube through your mouth, it creates the suction. So like a suction, and when you start putting inside, and water starts like a tap, it starts coming out. It's for danda dhauti. This is called as danda dhauti. And another kriya, it's flush the intestine down, drink 2-3 glasses of water, lukewarm water, with a pinch of salt in that one, do certain exercise, go to toilet. Again, drink, go to toilet, drink, go to toilet. And towards the end, the clear water comes out from the lower aperture. And if you think you are falling sick, doctors cannot diagnose what is wrong with you. If you start doing that one once a year, you can do once a year or twice a year, and you feel much better. That's a glow in the face increases. You feel the lightness in the body. That is called as Bhasti Kriya. Bhasti Kriya, you can do it in your bathtub also. Another technique, fill the bathtub with clean water and squat there and close your rectal muscles up and in, up, in, up, open and close. People with the piles related problem, large intestine related problem, constipation related problem, they find this one beneficial. It's a Bhasti, or you can go to a river, clean water, or a sea. If the water is good, well, yes, in the standing position also, close and open, close and open. That's the Bhasti Kriya, cleanses the large intestine. Then another technique is Tratak. Tratak is one of the kriyas. Gaze at the lamp without blinking, or gaze at an object. It's a pure object without blinking. After few minutes, tear starts coming through. It strengthens the eyesight. People with the weak eyesight, problem with the eyes, they find this one beneficial. Helps in meditation. That's a Tratak Kriya. And another one is Navali Kriya. Navali Kriya, moving the stomach on the each side to awaken the fire within. When the Yoga Agni, through the doing the Yoga Agni, this Agni awaken the Agni. When the awaken the Agni, your voice becomes melodious. Last week I mentioned, what are the signs of practicing yoga? Your voice is becomes very pleasing to hear. Yoga Agni, this one, if it's a very cold temperature, you can't speak properly. Very cold, you can't talk also. When the fire is awakened, your expression becomes good, and the glow in the eyes improves, glow in the face increases, diseases goes away. These are the techniques Gheranda Samhita has mentioned in Gheranda Samhita. One is to purify the body, and other techniques you do, so that to define that, I have to define this. Without this reference, one reference point, I can't do the reference of the other. Define this reference so that you can define that one better. Lie down on your back.